Rain is back. We have 56 degrees.
It's lighter rain, though. Earlier, right? The lightning and the thunder.
Oh, it came down heavily
for a
while. And
then the heavy, yes. And then it was done.
Right. Now it's back.
But it's a lot lighter than it was before. It's not the same. It's not the same rain that it was before. It doesn't turn around and go, I like that so much. I'm heading back to
Elyria. You know what it reminds me of? The Buckeyes being the number 11 seed in the Big Ten. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
I don't understand how that works.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like England. It's a soft rain.
Oh. Bill, why don't you pull that microphone up a little closer?
It's for
all right.
All
how's that? That
so
better?
Have
all
any
the
more
spring plants.
Words of wisdom.
No, you know it's a good day to have a raincoat.
And a hat.
And a hat.
Where'd you get that hat? That's a pretty cool hat.
I forget. I think I bought it in Georgia. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Thank you.
I bought those. What's that? Peanuts. What do they do to peanuts down there? Are they kind of boiled peanuts? I bought. In
oh,
Georgia.
Those are awful, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you see the signs for them everywhere.
Peanuts. You're thinking Planters,
well,
you know,
you're
and
just
yeah,
thinking,
these
well, hey,
soggy
I'm in Georgia.
Things.
I might as well do as Georgians do or yeah. whatever. And there are the signs everywhere, and you think. Oh, roadside thing. And, well, there's enough of them, you know, that they must know what they're doing there. And
they like them.
So I had to stop, and I decided I'd buy them.
And what did you think?
I thought, what have I gotten myself into?
You know, how would you describe it? Soggy?
Soggy, kind of earthy tasting.
Oh, yeah, right.
Salty?
No, not well, there's salt in there, but not so much. It's
right. Yeah. So, I got boiled peanuts, you got a hat, so... that's pretty good.
Well, I tried the boiled peanuts a long time ago. I've learned to avoid them.
That's our Georgia travel and tourism moment for today.
There you go.
We have with us Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County. Being a part of the United Way, does that take you to other states or visits or anything like that? I mean, you probably have sort of a national group that sometimes...
Right. United Way Worldwide has an annual community leaders conference I've been to once. And we send our staff to different meetings for training. And then I get together once a year with some other United Way executive directors for a meeting and learning. And they're from all over the country. It's really interesting to learn from them. I've learned a lot and tried to bring it back here. So
you go to them, huh? How many collaboratives do you have, right?
Right. Well, that's what we do. We all do a little presentation, and then we, you know, we work together and trying to improve what we're doing. And it's from, you know, the South to the Northeast, Midwest, West, all over the country, people come together.
Same issues that everyone's dealing with, or does it sometimes
regionally
become unique?
There are. I mean, everyone is dealing with, you know, raising funds to support the efforts that we have in the community. That's always a general theme. But then I think also sharing innovations and how to have impact in the community, how to measure the results, how to communicate what we're doing, you know, all the normal stuff.
Are other United Ways trying to launch those collaboratives too?
Yeah, you know, we really did our work following the pioneering work done in Cincinnati. They were really the first, and then others have emulated that as well throughout the country. Some in the South are actually more kind of traditional United Ways. They tend to be more conservative there, and so they're more of a just general fundraiser, and then spread the dollars out there to programs, and they might not have some of the same problems that we're having in some of those communities.
Well, you have coming up April 6th, the Celebration of Community Impact,
which
kind of sort of shows where the money that you collect ends up.
Right. Yeah, Thursday, April 6th at Lorain County Community College, Spitzer Conference Center in the Reeser Grand Room. We're going to have our Celebration of Community Impact. We'll have a complimentary networking breakfast, and it's a great opportunity for us to share and thank our loyal supporters for the work that they've done for us in this last year. So starts at 7:30, program at 8. We'll have some folks talking about the work of their collaboratives and hand out some awards.
Can anyone go?
Anyone can go. It's free complimentary networking breakfast. We ask that you register so people can go to, can call our office. That's probably the easiest. At 440-277-6530, or they can register. This is a little bit longer. It's UW Lorain County 2017 Celebration dot eventbrite.com. So it's an Eventbrite registration. That way we can make sure there's plenty of food for everyone. So,
well, right.
There you go.
That's good. And speaking of registering or not, for depending on what you like to do, the tax season is here and you have your free county tax prep.
We do. Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. We have 15 partners who have been delivering this free service for a while. We've got financial institutions, public and private entities, and it's an alternative to the paid preparers for low and moderate income families. And so really anyone who made less than $60,000 a year last year will probably qualify for that. There are tax preparation sites all over Lorain County. I'll be over at Riverview Plaza this evening from 5 to 9 doing my bit for that. You can sign up for this with simply asking for an appointment by calling 211, or the alternative number is 800-275-6106, 800-275-6106. So you can get an appointment with your very own volunteer, trained, certified tax preparer. If you'd prefer to do your own taxes and you made less than $64,000 last year, you can go to myfreetaxes.com. That's another service that United Way has, is an ability to do your own taxes online for free if you feel that would be the best way. And that's in a partnership with H&R Block, who provides the software.
Bill, any idea how many people you helped out last year?
Last year, we served over 1,800 individuals with their tax returns throughout the season. I've got a feeling we're going to top that this year. Our Super Saturdays, which we've had the last four Saturdays in a row throughout the county, have been very busy. I think there, Bruce was talking about a photograph he saw with a line outside of, was it the Elyria Public Library?
I believe it was
West River Branch. And yeah, that's a popular site. But again, folks, if you enjoy the camaraderie and the get-together of coming out on Saturday, on the Super Saturday, that's great. But if you prefer to get an appointment, just call 211.
We could stand there and just protest that you have to pay taxes. But you know what I mean? You could just sort of stand in line and just
and hold a sign.
Hold a sign, right. I have to pay my taxes.
At the same time.
Right. You know, it's funny as a volunteer tax preparer, you know, for some people who have never actually done their taxes, and a lot of people just don't feel confident in doing that, you almost feel like you're a wizard or a magician because you're taking all their information, you know, throwing it into the software, and they're just like on the edge of their seat waiting for the, and survey says, you know, the result comes out. And usually people get some money back, but it all depends.
You need to make one of those. In fact, I could probably hook you up with our former chief engineer. We could give you a box with a lot of blinking lights.
Oh,
you could feed some things into one end.
And really make it magical.
Exactly, like that. Why not make it a
little
fun
smoke,
experience?
Maybe?
Right. Smoke. Well, that's at the very end. Well, you add that only in case there's a really big refund or something coming to that. Do people know that they have the executive director of the United Way preparing their taxes?
I'm just a basic tax preparer when I'm there in the evening. I'm not the boss. I'm supervised by an advanced preparer who's also the site coordinator, Liz Chen, and she's great. We have a number of folks who are in school or doing other things who we hired this year for part-time temporary site coordinators, and that's worked out really well.
Sometimes people are self-employed. Can you handle those as well?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can handle that. Obviously, everybody needs to have their photo ID, their Social Security card. You know, we want to avoid identity theft, so we need to have original documents for that. And then as long as they bring all their other documents, we can handle some complex returns. Now, for me, as a basic preparer, you know, I'm pretty much into, you know, 1099s and W-2s and maybe some money that you made on the stock market if you had something like that. But I personally don't go into that much complexity.
Are you using a pencil or you got a pen? How does it?
Oh, in terms of entering the data?
Well, yeah, when you're
doing that. We actually have software that's online
that we go to
called Tax Slayer. And, you know, it's a lot like TurboTax. And I'm very grateful that we have that rather than paper and pencil. All right.
And for how much longer does this go?
Well, we will go until April 18th when taxes are due this year. And then we will see what the demand is afterwards. We actually prepare taxes at least once a week throughout the year, Craig, because there are people occasionally will have someone who for whatever reason, hasn't filed their taxes or they were late in filing their taxes, and we'll be able to help them out as well. But we'll kind of gauge what the demand is as we come up to that date in a few weeks.
So if people want to get information either about the celebration of community impact or about getting the tax prep.
Sure. They can call our office at 277-6530.
Sounds great.
Celebration's coming up, but can people still donate?
Oh, sure. People sure can donate yet. We're clearly still collecting donations for this campaign. And, hopefully there are folks out there that maybe we haven't reached who really care about our community, would like to contribute to our main focus areas, which include education, in particular kindergarten readiness and supporting those middle school students in a number of communities throughout Lorain County. Or if you care about those low-income working families that, we see when they come in to get their taxes prepared, these are people that are working really hard to support themselves and their families. Sometimes they need a little bit of a hand up to continue doing that. So if you care about those folks, if you care about the health of Lorain County, please do give to United Way. And you can do that by going to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, or just calling our office, 277-6530.
And then finally, an update, please, on your relocation to downtown.
Yeah, we're excited. We did select a contractor to design and build the remodeling of our new facility in downtown Lorain at 642 Broadway. We've interviewed five local builders, contractors, and we selected Ross Builders, which is a local contractor that's done a lot of the buildings that you see around Lorain County, a lot of the remodels, and we're really excited about working with them in getting that done. And we anticipate moving in by August the 1st. So we'll have a big celebration, invite you guys to that as well.
Who's picking out the paint and carpeting?
I'll we'll lay that out for our staff and let them. I'm not good at that.
Okay.
At some level, I really don't care as long as it's not, sick pink or gaudy green or something.
You just said, I don't care, and then you put qualifiers on.
As long as
it
isn't something that's really just god-awful.
Or that color, that other color.
No, that's about it. Other than that, as long as it's reasonable. So, what I like designers to do for me is just, give us three options of kind of a color palette. And let my staff pick out the one they like the best.
The one they want, the one they'll never guess, and the one that they hope they don't pick out, right?
I'm sure it will be something modest and conservative.
Sounds good. Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.